Hello, everyone, and everywhere on the internet that is listening. This is Bruce Salen, and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. This is our special Thanksgiving show. I hope you are all with your family and enjoying a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. It is one of my very favorites, not the least bit, because I love the food. We are having a special special food. We actually are going to be having a special food day, but this is a special show with just one guest, and I think it's a totally appropriate guest. It's our regular guest, Pastor Drew Sams. And you can email me questions, not today for this show, because this is actually a pre-record, because I, as much as I love coming to Santa Barbara and being in the studio, I am with my family today, and that is what Thanksgiving is all about. But you can email me questions anyway to bruce@brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen. And you can join and like my A Dad's Point of View Facebook page, of course, on Facebook, and join the moms and dads that are already a part of our page, over 3,200 of them from around the world. Today, I am very grateful, as you should be in any way, to have Pastor Drew with us. Pastor Drew Sams is our regular guest for Teen Rap on the Dad's Point of View radio show, and he has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village for the last 5 years, and he is also pursuing doctoral work through George Fox Seminary in Portland, Oregon. Pastor Drew and his wife, Erica, live in Westlake Village, California, and he has kindly agreed to join me for this special show. He's even done some special homework in preparation. Welcome, Pastor Drew.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you and all the listeners. I bet today's probably the best smelling radio program that you've had. I can't imagine what people are cooking up as they're listening to this right now.
Well, since we are talking about food, what is your favorite food for Thanksgiving?
Well, my mom's cheesecake.
Pumpkin cheesecake, I assume?
Well, she makes a straight cheesecake throughout the year, and that is just phenomenal. And occasionally she'll throw in a pumpkin cheesecake, but just her plain cheesecake is to die for. I love it.
You know, it's funny. When I was a kid, pumpkin, the texture of pumpkin, the look of pumpkin, the color of pumpkin, everything about pumpkin was disgusting to me. And fortunately, I grew up. And fortunately, I got over that. And now it's the exact opposite. I love pumpkin everything. Pumpkin ice cream. I like pumpkin flavoring in my coffee. I like pumpkin cheesecake, though I won't go there because of it's just too darn fattening. Pumpkin pie is my favorite pie. Pumpkin yogurt. If it has pumpkin in it, top of the list, pumpkin ravioli. Oh, my gosh. Why are we talking about food?
Now I'm getting hungry.
This is not fair. We just did an episode recently about gaining weight, and here we are talking about food. I can't believe it. Well, where would you like to start, Pastor Drew, in talking about Thanksgiving? As you're my special guest, Thanksgiving obviously has not only spiritual and religious meanings, but all sorts. I know it's a secular holiday, but there's no question that it has religious overtones. But I'll let you begin with what it means to you as a person and as a member of clergy.
Sure, sure. You know, I know the meaning of Thanksgiving has changed so much over the centuries, and I would say most recently, it's almost become the carbo-loading day before Black Friday, one of the biggest shopping days of the year, you know, where...
So that's the religious meaning you ascribe to it?
No. I that's about as far from, I'd say, the original meaning as it could be, but there's a great quote I came upon this past week that I think helps give some perspective to Thanksgiving. And it's by E.P. Powell, it's a writer, and he says, "Thanksgiving Day is a jewel to set in the hearts of honest people, but be careful that you do not take the day and leave out the gratitude." And I know it's very easy to get wrapped up in the good food and the, you know, spending time with family and leave out the gratitude part, leave out the thankfulness part.
Hey, I'm a little worried. As this show is unrehearsed, and you and I both probably went to the same sources, we're going to probably have competing quotes going on here. Because I came across that one as well. I didn't choose it. So far, you're okay. But when you start stealing my quotes, I'm going to get upset.
Uh-oh. Hey, that's what a live recorded show is.
Yes, indeed.
Stay on our
toes. Now, you didn't take the one from JFK, I hope.
Nope, I did see that one.
Okay, I got that one.
I knew you would grab that one.
Okay. Because JFK, of course, is before your time, so you're not allowed to take JFK.
I'm not allowed to grab that.
I actually was alive the day he was assassinated, and remember where I was. You were still in your parents' like distant hope place. So okay, so I get the JFK one.
Yeah, great. But I love that quote because you know I think it's so easy for us to get wrapped up in and all the food, all the fun, you know, even the sports games now that are playing on the television, even going through the ads, getting ready for shopping the next day on that Black Friday. And I love that. It says, make sure as you enjoy the day, don't leave out the gratitude.
Well, hasn't the same thing happened with Christmas, that the reason behind the holiday is almost lost in all the glitz and merchandising and promotions?
Sure. You know, separately, you know, I'm doing doctorate work right now. I'm studying consumerism. And it's interesting how in the last 100 years, when you look at newspaper articles, when you look at journals, we are, you and I, and our neighbors and the people that live in our country, we're not referred to as citizens anymore. We're referred to as consumers. And you can look at
and we're referred to as different demographic groups.
Sure. And it all comes down to marketing. And
in fact, you're a much more favorable demographic than I am.
Yeah, from a marketing perspective, it's so interesting. We've become known as, I think, as a result, we even think about our holidays that way. We think about all these various things that have been around for centuries, millennia in some case. Now we look at it through a consumeristic mindset.
Very, very true. Well, back to what your quote said. A man I greatly respect, Dennis Prager, he wrote a book on happiness, and he asserts, and I have adopted his phrase, that gratitude is the number one ingredient to happiness. Mm. And I believe it to be so true. And whenever I am feeling blue or down, and it's not something significant going in my life, like I'm sick or someone I love is sick, which is significant. At that point, I just reflect on those things I have that I have to be grateful for, of which there are always, in my life at least, so many.
Sure.
And if people would just do that at Thanksgiving, it would be great. And I think that is part of what the holiday is about, in addition to your mother's cheesecake.
Yeah, yep. And the great thing while you're, you know, Thanksgiving, I think, is so out of our normal routine. For the most part, we slow down quite a bit, unless we're frenzied in the kitchen cooking all day, which I know many of us will be.
My wife will be, not me.
Yes, yep. While you're sitting down waiting for that great meal and enjoying the smells. But I think, you know, we slow down, at least for the meal part, for a bit, or at least afterwards when you slip into the tryptophan-induced coma. After you have all that turkey. But once you slow down, I think it's a great opportunity for you to, that's a great idea, like you said, to look back and think what you are grateful for and to express that gratitude.
We're coming up to a break, but I want to offer a suggestion. If I forget, please remind me when we come back to the break of something I would encourage all families to do and at some point during the Thanksgiving meal, which has to do with being grateful. We are near a break. This is the Bruce Allen Show, and this is our Thanksgiving special. And you're probably listening to this before you are eating, so I hope you will take to heart some of the words of wisdom that we're offering and that we are offering you from other people of wisdom. This is Bruce Allen of the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View, and we will be right back with Pastor Drew Sands.
Bruce Allen, a dad's point of view. Bruce Allen, father of two. Bruce Allen, he knows what to do. Bruce Allen, a dad's point of view.